It is 7:50 on Fresno's Morning News. Time to bring on Mr. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Christopher.
So, St. Agnes Medical Center, they are following the lead or about to follow the lead of a lot of other hospitals around the country regarding COVID-19 and vaccine requirements, are they not?
Right, yeah. As far as I'm aware, we're aware at the Business Journal, they're the first employer in this region to require employees to receive a COVID-19 vaccine or face possible termination. And that comes down from Trinity Health, which is the parent company of St. Agnes, really big company. They have about 117,000 employees and 91 hospitals across the country. So we have a statement from them. You know, they say as healthcare professionals, they're responsible for doing everything they can to end the pandemic and save lives. And, you know, taking this step is one of the reasons, the ways they're doing it. So what they've told their employees is they have to be fully vaccinated by September 21st. And, of course, they have to submit proof of this vaccination. Of course, employees can request exemptions for religious or health reasons. Those are like formal requests that have to be submitted in writing, and, you know, they're subject to approval or not being approved. You know, we've seen some social media chatter. You know, of course, not all employees are happy about the decision. But, you know, they're, as you mentioned, they're not the only hospital system, you know, in the U.S. doing this. But they do appear to be the only hospital in this area doing this. You know, we spoke to representatives of Kaiser Permanente, Community Medical Centers, and Adventist Health. They represent most of the hospitals in this area. And while they are strongly recommending the vaccine, it's not a requirement at this point. So St. Agnes is taking that step.
And we would add that this isn't out of the blue. Trinity's been they've been encouraging their employees to get vaccinated since December of last year. Now they're just taking it to another level. Gabe Dillard is my guest from the Business Journal, joins us every Monday at about 7:50. So, big real estate deal involving a large shopping center, which basically got done on June 29th.
Yeah, you know, we keep track of the largest commercial real estate transaction in this area were made by local brokerages, and, you know, this one's a doozy. It's made by the Vizintainer Group of Fresno. They were the broker on this. They represented the buyer, who paid $16.6 million for a 96,000-square-foot shopping center in Atwater in Merced County. And according to them, you know, the research they've done, this is the largest deal of the year so far. The shopping center is anchored by a Save Mart and a CVS, has restaurants including Sonic and Roundtable. And as I mentioned, this is the largest in Fresno, Tulare, Kings, Derrick, Kern, and Merced counties. What we've heard from the Vizintainer Group is that buyers have been clamoring for grocery-anchored shopping centers, especially ones like this. This was actually not fully occupied before the pandemic, and once the pandemic hit, you know, they were about 100% occupied now. You know, this is kind of noteworthy. We've heard, especially early in the pandemic, heard a lot of doom and gloom about commercial real estate in the time of COVID. You know, for retail and office complexes, you know, we heard that there weren't going to be any buyers, that, you know, that the whole market was just going to kind of stagnate, and that really hasn't been the case. You know, these interest rates are low. They seem to be in healthy demand, especially for grocery stores. So, you know, we heard this property had like 8 different offers. Mm. So, not sure who bought it, but whoever it is, you know, they got themselves a shopping center.
$16.6 million, more than 96,000 square feet. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Check it out, thebusinessjournal.com. Gabe, thanks a bunch. As always, great stuff. We'll talk with you next Monday.